Morning watch. Being sanctified by the truth to move out of ourselves and into the trying God for the genuine oneness. Week 2. Friday related verses. John 17:11-21. And I am no longer in the world, yet they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given to me, that they may be one even as we are. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. John 14:6-17. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality, for he will not speak from himself. But what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. John 17:8. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them, and they received them, and knew truly that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Psalm 119:105-116-130. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. Uphold me according to your word that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. The opening of your words give light, imparting understanding to the simple. Related reading. When we are with the Lord and the Father and in the glory, we are one. But when we are in ourselves, we cannot be one with others. In ourselves, we are one only with ourselves, not with anyone else. If we desire to be one with others, we need to move out of the self and into God the Father. No one can make this move for us. We are responsible to do it ourselves. When we move out of ourselves and into the Father, and into the Father's glory, we are one and are even perfected into one. To be sanctified is to make the move out of ourselves and into the Father. If we remain in ourselves, we are not sanctified, and thus we cannot be one with others. In ourselves, we have worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion. It is impossible for us to eradicate these things from our being. Do you realize that the world is actually yourself? The same is true of ambition, self-exaltation, and opinions and concepts. This is the reason we cannot escape from these four things if we stay in the self. Paul told the Corinthians that among them there was jealousy and strife. These are some of the characteristics of those who are in the self. The church life, however, is a building, and the real building is the genuine oneness. In this genuine oneness, there is no room for worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, or opinion. The Lord Jesus knows our problem. In John 15:5, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. He is the vine and we are the branches. We must remain in him, that is, abide in him. To remain in Christ as the vine means that we move out of ourselves and into him. Since the Lord is in the Father, we also may be in the Father by being in him. In John 17:21, the Lord prayed, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. This is the oneness in the triune God. In order to be in the triune God, we must move out of ourselves. John 17:22-23a says, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one. When we move out of ourselves and remain in the triune God, Christ lives in us. In this way, we are perfected into one. Only by our being sanctified can we abide in Christ, and can Christ live in us. Again, I say, to be sanctified is to move out of ourselves and into the triune God, and to allow Christ to live in us. This is the proper concept of sanctification. The sanctification takes place by the Word, which is truth, and by the Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. In John 14 through 17, the Word and the Spirit are mentioned again and again. Actually, the Word and the Spirit are one. I thank the Lord that so many of us have come back to the Word and are getting into the Word every day. As we come to the Word every morning, outwardly we touch the Word, but inwardly the Spirit touches us. By the Word and by the Spirit, both of which are the reality, we are sanctified. To be sanctified is not merely to be separated from the world. It is to move out of ourselves and into the triune God. The more you touch the Word and the more the Spirit touches you, the more you move out of yourself. You move from one dwelling place, the self, to another dwelling place, the triune God. Every day we need to make this move. If we do not move out of ourselves, we are wrong. For in the self, there is worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion.